Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 569. I am producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Bolton.
Hello.
Hello.
It's tonight also.
Night.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
We're okay.
Okay. You slip and fall. Almost
had a catastrophe over here.
You dropped the mic.
No. That would have been cooler. What I did was I had my phone making a note. And I went to set it on top of the box that my microphone is on to help with the sound. Mm-hmm. And I forgot how my hands work. And so I just smashed it in the side of the box and then let go of it because that's how that works.
Oh, damn.
It fell, hit a box, and I caught it in midair like Spider-Man.
I was about to say, if you do a mic drop, you should have done it like at the end of the show.
Yeah. Or you just do it at the beginning and leave.
Yeah, I know. You could do that.
And you solo it.
Well, could have. We almost had to do that.
Yeah, it's a night show.
Yep.
Saturday night.
Titans game tomorrow.
Tighten up.
Yeah, they won. They won their game last week. I didn't expect them to.
You were being a negative Nancy.
Oh yeah, you know.
Because that's what you do. And the fate wouldn't allow your negativity to change the outcome.
No, even friend of the show. Yep. You guys were playing his team.
Yeah, friend of the show Garrett. Tough loss.
Yeah.
I would like to say that it says a lot more about Miami than it does the Titans.
But see, he's at least a good fan because he knew like certain things were happening. He wasn't butthurt about it, and like some people and throwing excuses up.
If you were ever around me when a game is on, you wouldn't even be sure that I was a fan. Like I'm as laid back as a fan as I could as you could be.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't yell, I don't get upset, I don't get mad. But I really enjoy watching the Titans play.
Now, I'm like that with football and basketball, but if you get me with UFC or wrestling, like WWE or wrestling, then, or MMA, I should say, in wrestling, I'm a little bit more outgoing.
You yell at the TV?
Oh, yeah, I will yell at the TV.
Yeah, see, I don't do that.
Now, I'll yell at the TV, I'll flick it off.
Yeah. Is it more fun that way?
Yeah, because I think I'm more into it.
What keeps you from being into like basketball and football that way?
My conspiracy theory on the
scripted.
Yeah, well,
I don't. So, we can't.
No,
we
not
can't
scripted.
We can't do this.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not going to say it's scripted, but there's just some things that are just kind of weird,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. It just kind of gets me weirded out when I see that stuff. So I don't follow it as much as I used to. I don't have the love for it like I did.
I feel that it's important that I say this before someone screams at the radio and runs off the road.
Uh-huh.
You're upset that there's some strange coincidences in the NFL or NBA, but wrestling is literally scripted.
Yeah. Yep.
You see the problem?
No.
Okay.
No, because at least they come out and say they are.
Okay. I can't. Move on. Move on.
The other ones.
I can't. I have a cold. You have a cold.
Yep.
I don't have a cold. I have the remnants of a cold.
Yeah. I'm being left over. I started with the itchy throat cough. Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting, I have the hard cough where I can feel the stuff in my lungs trying to come up, but it won't come up. And then I have the sniffles really, really bad and like snot.
Yeah. I still have that leftover cough. I still have the, I definitely still have the congestion and I definitely have the snotty snot.
We almost had like the same thing. You figure we'd have been around each other, but we haven't.
Yeah. I think it's just the gunk is just out there right now.
Yeah.
It's holidays, too many people out, too many places, and people go out sick. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm not blaming them, but I'm saying this is just what happens when there's too many people.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you have to live in a small town or a farm and live off the land.
Right. Which you somewhat want to do.
Semi. I want to live off the land. I don't want to forage for dinner.
Yeah, you don't want to be like Camper Dan.
Right. I don't want to have to go kill a rabbit with my bare hands and eat it raw.
Yeah. And build your own fireplace to cook your meat.
Yeah. And then beat on my chest after I eat its heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want neighbors.
Right.
I'd like to be able to stand in a front yard, spin in a like, complete circle and not see anyone else's house.
Hmm.
That's what I would like.
Now, it depends on your view. You could see a house from like a mile away.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be able to see a house.
Now, what if trees are obstructing the house?
What about wintertime, though? Now, I can't count on trees all year round.
Right. I mean, a tornado can come through and take all the trees away.
Yeah. I don't want to see one. I mean, if the trees block it, the trees block it. But in a perfect world, eye of sight, I don't want to see another house.
Then build you an underground house.
I don't hate that.
Like we would do in Minecraft. Just build a house, go underground, and there you go. Just live underground. You drive your car into the underground to get into your...
Talking like a bat cave? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like a bat cave.
No. Now, how much would that cost?
I don't know.
I'm talking about like a... You could do like a bunker, though. You'd have to park up there. I don't have that kind of money.
No, you can have like just a ramp that goes down into like an underground garage.
I don't think so. The ground quality around here is bad, so it makes underground living a little harder.
Yeah.
but I would totally do an underground house. You know, we just unfortunately had a tornado up here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a completely underground house, it would just pass right over you.
Yep.
No damage to worry about.
Like that.
Yeah, that's not that's an underground garage.
Yeah, but honestly,
that's just a basement, though.
Yeah, but you could do the garage like that and then the rest of the house underneath.
I don't think so.
Hill, you can do motorized.
No. That's so much money, what you're showing right there. That people just have rogue cows in their yard, too.
Yeah, I know.
I don't trust them.
Oh, look.
That's a bunker.
Yeah, but look at that.
That's awesome.
That's like an office, or is it? That's got to be an office. I don't know.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, I'm talking about just no neighbors. It doesn't have to be an underground bunker.
Okay.
I mean, no neighbor. No, underground is fine. It's just like financially, I'm going to have to rock the Powerball or Mega Millions if I'm going to go full underground Batcave.
Yeah.
I think underground house is cool, though. I just a mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else there.
Trees, no trees.
Trees. Yeah. I want there to seem like there's a house there. But there not be one. Like, I want it to look as if it's like, I want the mailbox, I want some trees, I still want a manicured yard. There's just no house.
But you could put your, like, you could do a long driveway. Like 100 yards back.
Maybe a flagpole, but there's just no house. And I want people to drive by and be like, I don't know what the deal is. Somebody mows that.
Mm-hmm. Or if you had some money, you could get someone to paint the front of your house to look like the back of your, like the back area.
That only work by. Like, again, though, you have to be somewhere where you don't really have seasons.
Yeah.
Because around here, it gets a little sloppy in the wintertime. We're having an unusually warm winter.
Yeah.
So I assume that January, February, March will be a real bear.
Yeah.
I like the 60s. The weather's been great for me.
Oh, yeah, me too. Because we've been having to, at work, our garage bay doors are open. We're in the middle of a huge project. And so anytime it's cold with the bay doors open, it affects us.
Yeah. What's your perfect inside temperature?
Around 70.
Yeah.
And I would say 70 in the winter, 68 in the summer.
Yeah, I was a 68 guy for my whole life, summer and winter. But I'll tell you, getting a little older, I like it a little warmer. Kick that thing up to 70, 71.
Yeah. Sometimes I could probably do maybe 71, 72. Depends on, let's say, how cold it is outside.
Now, how hot is it inside where you're like, this isn't working for me?
Oh, if it gets 75.
Like 75, you're like, hey, this isn't the life I'm going to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go to my sister-in-law's house in Florida, and they will have it on 76, 77,
yeah.
78, even it's 90 outside. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
I'll go get a hotel. I'm not doing this.
So we have like fans blowing on us. Yeah. And
now, how cold is too cold, though?
Ooh. 20s.
Oh, shit. I don't even like 30s.
Some of the, like the mid 30s, I've been okay with. I don't mind. It depends on what it is outside. Like inside, I like if it's in the 30s outside, inside I can like warm up, like get some blankies and.
What's too cold inside? Like 50s.
Yeah.
Like mid 50s.
Yeah.
That's cold. You do like a heated blanket ever?
No, never got the heated blanket.
Yeah. There's not manly enough for you?
No, just I'm too hot natured, so I get hot really quick. So sometimes, like, if I'll put a blanket on and I'll start getting hot, even though it's like really, really cold, and I have to take it off.
You ever do sleep pants instead of a short, like shorts?
Yeah, no, I have a pajama bottoms, and then yeah. I have like workout pants. I'll just walk around the house in.
Yeah, always shirtless.
And no, I always wear a shirt.
Just like Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always have to have a shirt on because what if there's an emergency?
Well, it's our furniture. Our furniture is like, I don't even know what the hell it's called. It's not leather, but it's not pleather, but it's like a mix between leather and something else. And that's just stuff. It just gets sticky and.
What are you doing?
No, it just, when you sweat.
Why are you just sweating? Why are you just sitting around sweating for?
Because I'm just high. I just get hot. Like if my back.
I don't know about your situation.
If I'm leaning back or something, I start sweating.
I can't be shirtless because there's an emergency and I have to run outside. I need clothes.
Well, you got the bear.
Yeah, it don't matter.
You got the bear fur. You should be fine.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be that guy. Just like house on fire and I'm just out there with no shirt on. News crew rolls up.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, where's that? Where'd you get that wool coat at?
Yeah. And I'll make them run their hands through it while they talk to me.
Be like, hey, this is homemade.
Yeah. Yes, this is homegrown, I think is what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
What are you sipping on there?
Water.
Oh, it's boring.
I got a liquid IV inside. Just
what flavor?
Grape.
Zero sugar?
Zero sugar.
The green grape. Have you tried the peach?
Mm-mm.
The peach zero sugar? I like it better than the grape.
The grape is not the best.
The grape's a little salty and a little weird.
Yeah, but see, I don't do the full pack. Like it says, I do a half pack.
I don't know what grape they flavored it after, but the liquid IV grape's a little salty.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like not grape.
No, it tastes a little bit like chemicals.
Yeah.
And the peach also doesn't taste like peach, but it's better than the grape.
Now, the blue so far has been the best.
The zero sugar blue?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I think it's Arctic.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had that one.
I think that to me, that's the like the best one.
I've only had the grape, the peach, and I think there's like a lemon lime or something maybe. There's another one I had.
I'm going to pull up the image. Oh, let me share it with you.
Yeah, let's see what they offer in zero sugar. You didn't share it either. There it goes. So there's the peach. There's the grape. That one. What's that lemon lime one? Oh, it's literally called lemon lime.
Yep.
So I didn't care for that one either. That's my favorite one.
The white peach.
The white peach, yeah. Also, now to be clear, it's not good and it doesn't taste like peach. It's just better than the other two. I didn't know there was a blue one.
Green grape.
That's what the salty one's called.
Yeah.
That's a variety pack.
Yeah, this was a variety pack. You can get strawberry, which is okay. Strawberry's not bad.
But these aren't sugar-free, though.
No, this one's not. But I've tried them all.
Yeah, but what's the... Can I get a sugar-free lineup? Go to their website. I want to see what I'm missing out on. I think this blue one you had is not sugar-free.
It might not be.
And I say that because I think I had the full lineup of sugar-free.
Shop.
Oh, sugar-free, that first one. Oh, now it's gone.
No, I saw it right there. Let me go back.
Internet's hard, folks. Their website kind of sucks.
No, it's just peach and then the lemon lime.
Peach, lemon, lime, and then the white grape. Green grape. Yeah, white peach, lemon lime, green grape. White grape. Whatever it was. None of those were good. I'm a frequent user of the liquid IV, though.
Yeah, me too. Let's see, where's the blue one at? Strawberry lemonade is pretty good. Pina colada, tropical punch was okay. I think this is what I have. I have this Concord grape. I think it's what I'm drinking.
Oh, Concord grape.
Oh,
Oh,
that cop.
you're not sugar free?
Some of them are. I'm just grabbing my wife, or I'll just grab whatever. Like, I'm
Oh,
trying
okay.
different flavors. This acai berry was pretty good.
You got to get off the sugar, bro. There's a classic bundle.
They don't have that blue one. I know I've got a blue one before. I've met several times.
Well, it may be blue, and maybe their name may not tell you that it's blue.
Yeah.
The grape one looks like someone, looks like semen. It's like dirty white.
Oh, the sugar-free grape.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a cool color. I don't know that any of the sugar-free ones are color. They all look like just milky water. Scroll back up. What was that bundle with the bottle they carry? They have like a shaker bottle. What are those bottles? Just Like Me Tropical Bundle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got a little, it's $95. Oh my God. That's for like a travel pack, a house pack, and two bottles.
Trying to see that. It's like you can just buy the bottle itself. How
Yeah, they
much is the
got
bottle?
merch. I'd like to have like a shaker bottle. That shit doesn't dissolve super good either.
No, you have to really shake that or
Yeah. Oh,
more
what's that
than.
nighttime one? Hold on. Scroll up. What the heck?
Was it?
Sleep. Blueberry lavender. Is that what you've been slamming?
No, it's not purple.
It's blueberry, bro.
Yeah, but the one I was drinking was a, I think it was a blueberry.
They got that sleep one. That's what I need to do. Pound it before bed. Wake up hydrated.
Gift card.
I'll see that bottle.
Yeah, I think that's the only way to get the bottle. Get dinner genius for sleep bundles. Yeah, I don't see
Interesting.
it.
Interesting. Let's talk about something besides water.
Yeah, so which was your gaming week like this week?
It was very similar to most of my weeks as of late. We played Lego Fortnite again.
Yeah, without me again.
We were visually online. You get
Yeah.
the invite every time we join the party.
Well, I
So
see
there's
someone
that.
starts a party, but I don't know what you guys are playing. No one's
Well, that's why
sending
you
me a
should check
message.
if you were interested in playing. You should
Someone's
check.
message that, hey, Lego Fortnite?
And I told friend of the show, he says that friend of the show Marshall 205, he says that it's your responsibility to check. He said, if he is online and he's playing something you want, you can always join. And he's been playing it without me too.
Okay.
Anyways, before your outburst, I played that once. And then I think besides that, it was all party animals.
You guys are really into party animals.
It's real good. It is a good, silly time, and I don't get frustrated at it, and I don't feel any type of way at it. And we actually didn't play too much this week. So we played Lego once, and I think Party Animals twice or three times, but we just didn't play as much this week. I've still been getting over this cold, and he's a little bitch and goes to bed early sometimes.
And we did not do multiplayer madness this week.
Nope, we did not. Taking a break for the holidays. Also, shout out to friend of the show, Garrett. It looks like they're spinning up their own
Yeah.
multiplayer night, and that's super cool.
I'm
Now
interested.
we're 35 minutes into the recording, and I just finished off my water.
Uh-oh.
I don't have a backup water.
Not good.
No, my energy's going to go down. Hydration's going to go down. I should have paced myself, but you ever just like in the mood for water?
Yes.
Yeah, and I could have chugged that whole can the second I popped it open.
Water champ.
Yeah, I
I
drinking
got.
that liquid death like a real bougie hipster.
I was about to say I gotta be careful with the water champ thing. I think someone's already copyrighted that.
No,
Or.
they won't. It doesn't matter. But that's all I played.
No Quest 3. What's going on? What's up with Quest 3? Where you
I
at?
got approved for the battery send back. I haven't sent it back yet, and I think out of protest, I'm not playing it because I'm irritated. Once I get the battery strap in, I'll be fine. And I would be fine now too, but because I've been sick, I haven't wanted to put it on my face.
Right.
Still get, you know, hot flashes here and there, and I cough and sneeze and yawn. And it's just, I don't like things on my face when I don't feel good.
I get you.
Yeah. So that's it for me though.
All right. So I played a lot of Fallout 76.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get an invite to that.
No, but you guys wouldn't even play that anyway.
I wouldn't know if I could. Didn't get an invite.
You wouldn't have played it anyway. And I did play, whatchamacallit. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank on it. Oh, the Power Wash Simulator.
Oh yeah. What did you think?
I've got four, five. Let's see. I've done the van,
mm-hmm.
a bike or motorcycle. And then I did, let's see, a playground area, two houses.
Do the house with the backyard. Like where it has a whole bunch, like the dog house and stuff.
Yes.
I think that was the last one we did.
Okay.
And of course, that's back when it was on Xbox.
Yeah, did you guys do the park?
Was it before that?
No, it was after.
I don't think
it's like
so.
It's like a playground.
We may have. That seems familiar, but I know we didn't go further
than
that.
It's like a merry-go-round and like crawl up stuff. That thing took me like 2 hours to do.
I don't remember if we did that one or not. I know we did the doghouse one because that took us like an hour to do, mm-hmm. with two people. Mm. It's a good game for a podcast. I don't know how fun it would be like four people all pressure washing.
Yeah, because I could see four people, someone trying to spray the other person.
What about in VR though?
I think VR would look cool.
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah. I did play a little bit of GTA 5, just log in. I was going to try to do some of the Christmas stuff, but it's just too much. And I don't want to spend too much time doing that. Star Trek Online, still played that a little bit. Then I played the one game. I always forget the name of it. Hold on, let me look it up. Because I always say it wrong.
You just completely forgot what you did this week.
I did This War of Mine. I played that. Forgot how I played it the last time. So I'm kind of have to try and go through. I've already died like three times. Like one of my characters have died. Of the two people or the three people you get, you can get a fourth one. I try to play in the quest some more of the Foundation. It's still kind of wonky with the walking, and there is no like auto walk.
Yeah.
And so I played, I said maybe an hour of that, and I just got frustrated. I thought about trying to do the another season of Pro Era Football, but I don't know.
Have you looked around to see if there's any other games that you want to play?
Yeah, I have like three other games downloaded, like the little demo, just to try them out before I get them.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much what I played.
Not an exciting week for either of us.
No.
Not exciting.
I want to play like an Assassin's Creed or God of War, just something I have in my bucket, on my backlog, but I don't know what.
Jump in Mirage, like a good 15, 20 hour game.
Yeah, but I'm like behind several.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Fuck all that. You don't got to play them all.
I do really want to play them all.
Yeah, but if you force yourself to play a 100-hour one, then you're going to be burnt out before you finish.
That's Origins, right? That's the one that takes forever.
Like all the last three take forever.
Valhalla's long too?
Yeah.
Damn.
Just fuck those and play Mirage. Good, tight, fun experience.
We'll see. Probably not.
Yeah, now's time.
Well, maybe I'll jump into that Lego Fortnite.
Yeah, you should.
If I ever get an invite.
I mean.
All right, let's get into some news.
All right, I'm ready.
Did you watch any of the Game Awards first?
Definitely not.
Okay. We talked about it last week, but I'm not going to go over all that stuff again.
Yeah, it's good. I wasn't blown away by what I read. I went back and read a couple articles, mm-hmm. and I'm good on the Game Awards. I like what Jeff Keighley's kind of trying to do, but I understand it's a balance.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it didn't shift too far the other direction for me. So.
All right. So, just quick things. Xbox has free play days. They're bringing up FC24, Call of Duty, Lego 2K Drive, and Aliens Fireteam Elite. But I think it's good right before Christmas. Get some people playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's smart. Get it on a Christmas list.
Yeah. It had the PlayStation one also. Let me grab that one. PlayStation added Grand Theft Auto 5, MotoGP 23, Salt, Metal something. Let me. Stranger of Paradise and Metal Hellsinger. Or Salt and Sacrifice. Moon Scars and a bunch of other, like Mega Man. I think we went over those last week. But GTA 5 was not surprising after they released the trailer.
Yeah.
Now speaking of the trailer, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
What'd you think?
Well, the GTA trailer?
Yeah.
I mean, it's GTA.
Mm-hmm.
I like Vice City. I like that setting. It's very GTA. It's very in your face, over the top. I mean, it's got somebody twerking on a car in a game trailer. It's probably the first time that's happened.
Yeah, for a game. But a lot of people were saying that a lot of that stuff is from actual real news story. There was a viral video of some girl twerking on a car just like that. The guy with all the looks like a skeleton or the skull, he's actually suing GTA for using his likeness.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be great. It'll be GTA. It'll be around forever. It'll make
10 years.
Yeah, $1 billion. It'll, you know, GTA doesn't need to show anything or get people excited.
No. Right. No, for GTA.
People are also upset about when it's coming out, but I mean, it is what it is. That's games take a long time to make.
Mm-hmm. All right. Really quick. Activision settles discrimination suit for $54 million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. We talked about that a while ago.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is part of the deal. Microsoft's got to put all this to bed.
Mm-hmm. This one. Now, the game with Game Pass on MetaQuest, is that something you guys are going to look into? Because I know you guys have Xbox.
Yeah.
Any games that you're excited to maybe play for that?
So it's weird, right? I think you're just playing those games in the headset, like on a virtual TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I would need to do this. Like, I don't know why this would be a better arrangement. Now, here's a thought I have. What if you got Game Pass? Could you then play inside MetaQuest without an Xbox?
I think so. I think that's what...
Because, like, I'd like to play Party Animals with you because there can be four players. Mm-hmm. You could get it, be in there, and we could play together.
Right, but it's only for the Quest 3 and the Pros. It will not work with Quest 2.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's because the AR, I guess, maybe. I don't know the way the pass-through works. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's neat. It's not any... you don't pay extra, right?
No, just as long as you have the Quest, you download the... It says here,
yeah, as long as you have it and you have Xbox, then you already have it.
Yeah.
It's neat. I'll get it. I'll mess with it, but I don't know. That's not a better way to play for me. I would just have my TV on and have my Xbox controller in my hand.
No, I'm going to say, no, it is for the Quest 2, 3, and a Pro.
Yeah, there you go. So you're back in.
I could play.
Party Animals, here we come.
All right. Next thing. Speaking of God of War, is releasing a DLC. For Valhalla, it's already came out. Actually, it's already out. Came out December 12th. Did you weren't a God of War guy, right?
I would say not in the sense that I'm like, I'm not fully erect when God of War gets talked about. I think I have played every God of War. I think I have beat approximately zero God of Wars.
Hmm.
I didn't even get Ragnarok. I mean, I played. What, God of War 2018?
Yeah.
I played it. I didn't finish it. I mean, I don't know. I've really morphed. I used to be that guy that loves a good single-player 20, 30-hour game. I'm just not that anymore. Yeah. You know, I like an indie game, and I like to get on and chat with my friends and play multiplayer, and that's about it.
Right. I do like the God of Wars. I played 1, 2, and 3, and then I did play 2018, but like 2 years after it came out. I really enjoyed it. I think I almost platinum. No, I almost platinum. I'm like 2 trophies away.
Got to beat those Valkyries.
Yeah. And that's the one I asked before. Should I like put it out there and try to get someone to just log in and beat it for me?
Oh, then, yeah. Yeah. We talked about that. Yeah.
All right. Rise of Ronin arrives PS5 March 22nd. This actually looked really good.
Looks really good.
Yeah. This is one I'm kind of interested in.
I think a lot of people are excited about it. It looks super good. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'll play it. Right. I don't know that I won't, but.
Right. And some other news. Naughty Dog has canceled The Last of Us multiplayer game.
This is fucked.
Yeah.
I don't know any other way to say it. This is fucked. They worked forever on it, and it must be absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm. They've been working on this for years.
I don't understand why they just didn't use like.
It must be bad.
The first one and just change up just a little bit.
They had they said some sort of bullshit in their press release that the game would require the studio's full attention and post-release content, and it wouldn't allow them to move on to what they do best. That's bullshit. Sony could have handed that off to anybody after the fact.
Yeah, it says so. We had two paths in front of us: become a solely live service game studio, or continue to focus on single player narrative games that would have defined Naughty Dog's heritage. So that either they concentrate just on the multiplayer or keep on making games, which I'm okay with them just making games, but it sucks that we didn't get the multiplayer for this.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't either.
If that game was a stud, if that game was a rock star, if people play tested that game and said, hey, I'm going to have to take a break because it's been 4 hours with an erection, mm-hmm. that game would come out no matter how long the content would take after.
Yeah.
It's not coming out because it wasn't good. It got delayed after Destiny, you know, the people from, why can't I think right now? The people from Bungie played it and decided that it didn't have what it needed. It got shelved, and they pulled half the people that were working on it off, and now it's completely canceled. And, you know, the guy Sony brought over from Apple Arcade and the guy who helped do the Battle Pass for 4, like all those people have left too.
Yeah.
Like their games as a service are not going well. And the fact that this is canceled is very telling to me and very disappointing. And you'll never know what it was. And Neil, I think, I don't know who put the statement out. I assume it was Neil Druckmann, but whoever put the statement out, I mean, they talked about it like it was fun and it was great. And it's sad that that won't ever be seen if it was truly good, but I think it's broken.
Yeah. I was trying to find out how much they made off of it, but all about their stuff. And I mean, hell, they made a bunch of, Naughty Dog made a bunch of movies selling the TV rights. All right, another sad story. If anybody follow it, the Day Before came out, and 4 days later it shut down.
That's weird.
Yeah, the developer shut down. They just said something like something's happening, and then like their whole thing just disappeared.
Making games is hard. I'm not discounting that.
Yeah,
making games is hard, and it sucks.
Yeah, and I mean, really, they did the release of Wild 8, Dead Dozen, Radiant One, Prop Night, and then The Day Before. It's the games that they've worked on. But unfortunately, all of them, they basically just lost all their jobs.
It's a tough time of the year. It's no good time to lose your job, but the holidays is not great.
Okay. Next one. Epic Game wins shocking upset in Google Monopoly trial. So this is where Epic and Google were suing.
Yep.
And Epic won.
Messi went on for so long, I forgot that it was even a thing.
Yeah, I forgot all about it until I just saw the story the other day. Another thing that canceled was E3 is officially dead.
I thought it was already dead.
Yeah.
It's like they brought that back to kill it again, because I thought we were already there.
Yeah, and they have tweeted out, after more than 2 decades of E3, each one bigger than the last, the time has come to say goodbye. Thanks for the memories.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing they could have done. Because you know what they could do now? Is now they can take 10 years off, and then out of nowhere, they can be like, E3's back. And then they have a chance to make it, to come back, to make it right, and to try to build up what it used to be, or leave it dead. Right. But you're not forced to try to do something each year and let people watch you slowly bleed out.
Right. So what they could do is, like you said, they can wait, but they could do Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, whoever else has game systems come out. Hey, here, we're going to be launching our new game system 2030. I'm just going to throw a year out. 2030. See it live at E3 or the unveiling, and then their E3's back.
Yeah.
They can do some shit like that.
Yep.
All right, next one. You'll know more about this than I will. I just saw the article. Fortnite will no longer try to sell people $35 digital cars. I guess this new, the Fortnite...
Rocket Racer.
Rocket Racer. They're selling... Basically, you have to pay $35 worth of, to get V-Bucks. Worth of V-Bucks to buy a car. But then they just basically lowered it down.
I don't know what to say since Epic bought... since they bought Psyonix, the pricing for DLC has been through the roof. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not unreal. I mean, when they put a car up, it's not unrealistic to have to pay $20 for a car.
Yeah. And it says here that players who purchase a Diesel, Jagger, or Cyclone bundle will be refunded V-Bucks for the price difference within a week. So they go from 4,000 V-Bucks to 2,500 and uncommon from 25 to 1,500.
Yeah, that's that Rocket League price and that Epic pricing.
Did Mr. Moneybags, did he get buy any of that stuff? Because I know
He played it. I didn't even play the Rocket Racer part yet. He did play it, but he didn't buy anything.
Okay. Next one, Ubisoft just delisted a game without warning and will kill its servers next week. It's The Crew. Didn't you play that back in the day?
Yeah, I did. It was fun.
Just gone.
That's okay. I won't miss it. Mm-hmm. Also right. Won't care that it's gone.
Now, I should have told you before this, I wanted to go over the 2023 wrap-up. I pulled mine up.
Yeah, I can get mine. I'm pulling
it up. I'll just start talking. So, PlayStation sent the little thing out. So, I had one for Nintendo, but I'm not going to pull that one up at all. It wasn't as impressive. I basically played the same three games all year on Nintendo. But Sony's 2023 wrap up, it says I played 81 games the whole year, which that's a little bit more than I thought. The first game I played was Minecraft. And let's see, the next screen will take me to, here are my big hitters. Horizon Forbidden West said I've spent 138 hours in. GTA 87, GTA 5 Online. And I only started that in the mid-year. Marvel Spider-Man Remastered, I did 63 hours. Fallout 76, 46 hours. The Force, I played 40 hours of that. That's more than I thought. Because we didn't play that much. 63% of my game time was on Edge of My Seat phone. My gaming style, Thrill Seeker. There was another one. See, game of the month was Star Wars Fallen Order. I played it 75 times, I said. Thrill Seekers. I'm going to get to the other stuff. It says I played 806. That's actually lower than what I did before. Or more. No, it was 8. What was the text I sent you guys?
I don't know. Let's keep going.
Okay. 806 hours, and then last one, I earned 715 trophies.
I'm quite confident that all my stats are lower. Mm-hmm. Except for this one. You played 161 hours with people. I played way more than that.
Yeah.
I played 46 games. The first game I played was Minecraft. I played January 1st, so I think we probably played together there. Mm-hmm. Top game was Rocket League with 172 hours. Second was Disney Speedstorm with 81 hours. And third was Hogwarts Legacy with 36 hours. Game style, no one cares. Don't care about month. Let's get to the actual hours here. I played 502 hours. So you played 300 more hours than me.
Yeah.
Which I believe is true. 502 is probably the least amount of hours I've played in maybe my life, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Our 278 trophies, 3 platinum, 33 gold, 70 silver, and 172 bronze. I partied up in 266 parties this year.
Ooh.
Let me see if it says the hours here. Yours have the hours that you did. Mine just says I partied up 266 times. So yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. All but right. Yeah.
One time they do it a lot different than they used to.
Like they do. It's like real animated and goofy now.
Mm-hmm.
Like scroll through.
All right. So the last thing, our favorite segment, our new segment, I said, is a recurrent is Lego. I wanted to go over something, but these are the minifigures coming out next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought there was going to be one on here or two that you're going to be a little bit hot for.
Okay. So I have two picked out.
Okay.
I want you to tell me the two and let's see if you know me.
Okay. I'm going to say train.
Train is number one.
Okay. Mushroom.
It's not mushroom. Oh. I knew you were going to go mushroom.
Okay. Then it'll be this guy.
No, it's this dude down here at the bottom with this lady with this. What is it? A llama? A llama
dog.
Puppy?
A dog.
That dog looks crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of them show dogs with the long hair.
Yeah. The dude with the goat, the lady with the weird dog. I tell you, I don't like the fake toad.
Okay.
He makes me feel some type of way. The detective guy, black and white detective guy with the red fish is good. I don't understand.
Yeah, I like the fish. I like him because he's black and white.
Yeah, I don't understand him. The hardest of all number ones, train guy.
Yeah, train guy's my number one.
He looks so good. He is a train.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He'll be one I'll probably end up getting. I'll probably get train, detective, and maybe the goat guy. But train him, detective, for sure. And that's all I have.
Okay. We did it. We survived.
Yep. Nice show. Done and over with. Have fun at the game tomorrow.
Yep.
Maybe the Titans will win. Pull it out. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials. Let us know what your wrap-up was. If you play Nintendo a lot, you can send the Nintendo one. If you want to know mine, just let me know. Send the tweet to @game_Stitch or @HoFNShow, HoFNSHO. That was episode 569. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.